Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Right now, though, the Dáil debated this morning the ongoing controversy surrounding the report into the Grace case. Grace is the pseudonym for a woman who's with profound intellectual disabilities, who is non-verbal and now in her 40s, and who has been in the care of the state all her life. The Farrelly inquiry, which lasted 8 years and cost many millions of euro, said that while Grace had been neglected, it could not establish that bruises and marks on her body were the result of serious physical or sexual abuse. Others have questioned this, and Grace's legal representative took the unusual step of saying that while she had made extensive submissions to the commission, these were not referred to in its final report. Well, for his reaction to these latest developments, a little earlier I spoke with Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness, former chair of the Public Accounts Committee, who played a key role in uncovering the case almost a decade ago. And I began by asking him about his not being happy with what his own party are now suggesting be done with the report.
No, it's being suggested by government that, you know, some independent person should now look at the Farrelly report and I presume make some sort of report back to government on what they find. But that just isn't good enough, because the fact that they've asked for a report into a report shows that they're not satisfied. So I would like to see it being discussed through the parliamentary process, and perhaps start with a committee of the Oireachtas that would go through each individual section of the report. Because remember, there's 2,000 pages in it. I read it. I've read previous reports, and I have to say that the previous reports and the protected disclosure from the whistleblower, these are far clearer than the Farrelly Commission report.
And I know that you had previously, and you and others had said you were unhappy that there was no executive summary in terms of making this easier for people to understand. But Norma Foley said today that it was the Commission's view that it would have been impractical to have an executive summary because of the detailed factual background that was derived from the evidence contained in its three substantive reports. Do you accept that?
I don't, because I have read three different reports and I have also read the protected disclosures. And I've listened carefully to what other families have said about the care in the house. And it is quite clear and obvious that there are issues here in relation to sexual abuse, financial abuse, emotional abuse and physical abuse. And it's reported on by the social workers that were involved directly at that time with the house and with Grace. Now, these are professionals that are giving their opinion, and I'm inclined to believe them. I've met with the whistleblowers, and they were there when the terms of reference for this particular inquiry were put before the Dáil. On that night, those terms of reference were withdrawn, and the other 47 were included in the terms of reference. So from the very get-go, this particular commission did not have the confidence of the Oireachtas in terms of those terms of reference.
So you think the terms of reference were faulty to begin with?
I do, because it refers to evidence in the terms of reference. And if you're investigating the care of someone going back to the 1989-1990, then you have a serious difficulty in collecting that evidence. And it's even more difficult when you're dealing with the people that are non-verbal and that are physically or mentally challenged and that have not been looked after by the state over a period of 6 years and more.
Well,
so you
case...
have to rely then on the professionals that were engaging with them, the social workers, those that were in senior management in the Southeastern Health Board at the time. And all of this information was available to the Commission, but they seem to have put a very complex story together, a report together, that is very difficult to follow for anyone that doesn't know the cases. And I believe that that is why we need to go back to basics with a Dáil committee to tease out just exactly what we know from facts at that time from professionals.
Yeah. In that case, though, just in terms of the findings of the commission, it sounds like you think they were hamstrung effectively from the beginning if they had to find evidence for what was being alleged. D- do the findings then make more sense to you?
The fact that it was an evidence-based commission, or a commission that was asked to find evidence, it needs to be reflected in terms of the balance of probability at this stage because of the time lapse.
Okay.
And that's why I believe that we need to hear currently from all of those involved in the care of Grace and the 47 others. And I don't want to forget the 47 others.
Yeah, and I want to get on to them in just a moment. But in terms then of this committee structure that you'd imagine, the Oireachtas Committee, the Farrelly Commission, the HSE, the Southern Health Board, I know you want them all to come before the committee. What kind of clarity specifically then are you looking for? Or what questions specifically do you believe need to be answered?
The Commission's report needs to be challenged on the fact that they found little physical abuse. And when I read the actual reports from the social, from the workers, I read that they believed that there was a number of clients sexually abused in that house in the most awful circumstances. When I look at the physical abuse, I look at the number of times that Grace turned up to daycare where she was bruised, had black eyes, where her breasts were bruised, her thighs were bruised, and so on. And then I look at the medical reports that say she was doubly incontinent and that she has continued problems now with her bowel.
You talked about the 47 other people who were expecting that there would be a second phase into their treatment or the treatment of their family members in the home. And again, Norma Foley saying today that the Commission believes there is an absence of information in possession of the Commission that identify issues for further investigation. And following extensive consideration of these matters by the Department of Children in consultation with the Office of the Attorney General, the government has now taken the decision. There's no clear basis for moving forward with phase two of the commission into those 47 others?
Well, the least that we should expect is that we would be told, and when I say we, the Oireachtas should be told, just how exactly the 47 are coping now and are they okay? And for the Dáil today to debate this and to, I won't say reach a conclusion because we haven't reached a conclusion, that the government would believe that they can just move away from this now. Well, I don't think that that's good enough. And I don't think people will accept that. Particularly, for example, the seven families that we know of that made complaints.
I wanted to ask you finally, John, about those seven people, because Minister saying today that as part of this expert-driven, non-statutory safeguarding exercise, that's what she's calling it, to try and get learnings, as she put it, from the Commission's findings. As part of that, she said officials in the department are also trying to find an appropriate expert in the field of safeguarding to carry out this exercise. And those seven people referenced in the Commission's statement will be invited to participate in that exercise to share their lived experiences if they wish to do so. What do you think of that?
Well, the problem is that these individuals are non-verbal, they're physically challenged, mentally challenged, and you have to rely on the reports from the social work. I don't mind if we examine all of those that we know of that made a complaint. But I'm not prepared just to accept what the Commission has said based on what I have read. And unfortunately, the general public haven't read those reports. I doubt if they could even read the Commission's report. But there are other reports there going way back to 2010 in the HSE that could be easily accessed. And I'd make the final point. If the HSE did nothing wrong, then why did they settle?
Bernard Glasser did respond to the question of why did they settle for 6.3 million euros in an interview on Morning Ireland, and he said that is payment for the future care of Grace. That's how he put it.